Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled The Science of Luck. The Science of Luck. The Science of Getting Lucky. Have you ever known someone who's just super lucky? Or they seem to be super lucky? Or have you ever thought that luck is something that's a bit woo-woo, unpredictable, and may or may not happen to you? Or maybe you think luck doesn't even exist. Maybe you're waiting for luck still. What if I was to tell you that luck is scientifically cultivated? Meaning, you can cultivate it yourself following some proven steps. What if I told you that a lucky life wasn't up to chance? Would you believe me? Well, imagine what would happen if you implemented some steps that I'm going to take you through on this episode. That once implemented, you could actually cause luck to happen. What would it do to your life if you were able to cause luck to happen? How would it change your life? Who would you meet? What success would you have? And how would you live your life if you knew full well that you could cultivate your own luck? Well, I learned this from Daniel Priestley and my dad. And once I learned how to cultivate my own luck, and once I knew that it was a proven method, once I knew these five steps to cultivating my own luck, my world changed, my life changed. I learned a long time ago. It's not something new. And so I want to take you through on this episode, I want to take you through the five ways to cultivate your own luck. Are you ready? If you're finding value from this episode, please share it. We don't have any sponsorship on here, no ads. But if you find this episode valuable or you find this podcast valuable, please share with a friend and do leave us a five-star review because the five-star reviews really show people that this is a valuable show. Again, I don't want to bring in any ads. I want to keep this absolutely organic for you guys and high value. So thanks to those who do that. Thanks for sharing this episode. Thanks for leaving us a review and, of course, for subscribing. So, what are the five ways to cultivate luck in your life? Well, the very first one is called lucky locations, okay? Lucky locations. So lucky locations are, I'll give you an example of what a non-lucky or an unlucky, I should say, location is. Generally speaking, unlucky locations are places where generally unlucky people hang out. And unlucky people are those who tend to have addictions, don't have a positive mindset. Perhaps it's places, it can be in your household, you know, but generally speaking, not always, but maybe the TAB is not a great place to be lucky, even though a lot of people go there for luck. Maybe the pub is not the best place for luck, okay? Maybe a specific location with the wrong type of people is not a lucky place, not a lucky location. And sometimes you wouldn't know that, but what you've got to do to find out if a place is lucky in terms of cultivating your own luck, look around the types of people that are there. Are they positive, happy, successful people and the people you want to become? Because if they're not, then maybe you're in an unlucky location. See, lucky locations are sometimes hard to get to. Sometimes it's inconvenient to go to a lucky location. And lucky locations are generally where lucky people or very positive, happy, successful people hang out, okay? Because successful people know other successful people. So if you happen to be in a lucky location, then you're likelihood or your chance of meeting someone successful and lucky will probably increase. In fact, it definitely will increase, okay? So what are some lucky locations? Obviously, certain events. Like I really am big with one of our businesses on getting our people and our consultants to events because I know it's going to create luck in their life. They're going to have a lucky conversation, learn a lucky piece of knowledge, and they're going to cultivate luck by going to events. Recently, myself, I was invited to go to Ty Lopez to go to his house in Hollywood Hills. And so went there, and it wasn't an easy decision to make because I'm in Australia. It's like a 15-hour flight to get there just for a day. But I know these rules work. These five ways work to cultivate luck. So I'm like, well, it's inconvenient to go. Most people wouldn't go. Very few people would even get the invitation to go. And the result, the reason I got an invitation was because I also placed myself in a lucky location to do an event with him down in Sydney with my friend Morgan a few months ago, which is why the luckiness of that decision to create the lucky location with him there created another lucky location. So booked a flight, went over there, got there, And there I was in a lucky location, right? And we got there. As soon as we got there, Sabri Subi just jumped out of a car, one of the greatest internet marketers ever, the daddy of the internet, rolls out. Had a great conversation with him, actually, for a while there. Met some wonderful people, chatted with Ty, of course. And it was just lucky because we got to spend time with great people and learn some incredible things. And I'll do another episode on that particular experience. But I wanted to explain, lucky locations are not often down at the local pub. They are inconvenient to get to sometimes. Sometimes you have to pay to play, pay for entry, okay? But lucky locations will make you lucky because you meet lucky people, which takes me to number two. You cultivate luck by talking to lucky people, right? And I've paid and earned my way into various communities, parties, dinners, various, you know, different games, whatever it might be, to spend time with lucky people, okay? I have. So you've either got to earn your way to it or buy your way into it sometimes. Not always, but sometimes, right? Sometimes a lucky people congregate around, you know, various different communities. You could find them at church. You could find them at different entrepreneurship group, certainly at events, right? Lucky people are the ones that are consistently showing up at lucky locations and learning, and the ones who are upskilling, right? And so you'll notice that lucky people make their own luck. So if you hang around those people, you'll learn how they do that and you will be in their circle. So if they need someone who's useful and reliable, then perhaps you might be that person. So hanging around lucky people is an effective way of becoming lucky, of course. Who are the lucky ones? The successful ones, the people you want to be like, who have the success you want, okay? It's not by chance that they've become successful. They're following a proven method, okay? Number three, the third way to cultivate luck, have lucky conversations. Have lucky conversations, right? So because I'm an avid reader, I read books. Okay, now, Ty Lopez does all about this. He talks about knowledge, books. Now, Elon Musk, I saw a reel yesterday. Elon Musk, when he was learning rocket science, he was reading two books a day. And I've, like, in my office, I've got all these books that I've read over the years, and I always read. I'm reading a book at the moment. I just ordered a new one. It's going to be great. And I'm looking for books to improve my knowledge. Okay, I don't just read for the sake of reading. I read strategically. I did a whole episode on that. But people who read can cultivate lucky conversations because they have something interesting to talk about. Either they learn in a book, they read a story, and certainly taking action on my goals daily, which I've done for a long time, also allows me to have lucky conversations. Because if you don't take action or read books, the conversations that you could possibly have with lucky people are not going to be very effective conversations. They're not going to like lead anywhere. So like, for example, at Ty's house the other day, when I was chatting to Sabri, if I hadn't got into action and had an online business, and particularly even a book type business that he has, what was I going to talk to him about? But we had a long time. I spoke to him for a good, you know, 30 or 40 minutes about his business, what he's up to. You know, he's like got 57 Two Comma Club Awards. He was on Shark Tank Australia. Like, this is a guy that you want to hang out with, right, and learn from. So what if I hadn't got into action? What if I hadn't read the book? What if I hadn't done my own stuff? What would we have spoken about? Yeah. So being able to have, like, be an avid reader, taking daily action on your goals, and having learned the craft of small talk, because I've spoken to so many people over so many years because I've shown up to lucky locations to talk to lucky people. So I've got some practice at it, allowed me to conjure up a conversation with all sorts of different people at Ty's house. Yeah. And that, having that background allows you to steer the conversation to then create more luck from them. So I was having a great conversation with a guy at Ty's house. He's an AI specialist. And he and I are having a chat this week about how we can deploy AI into our various businesses effectively to save a ton of time. Now, if I wasn't having a lucky conversation with him, I wouldn't cultivate my own luck this week, right? So there's just so many examples of how you can have lucky conversations with lucky people at lucky locations that you cultivate yourself, right? Way four, lucky beliefs. This is big. It takes just as much, my dad taught me, it takes just as much energy, and other mentors over the years too. It takes just as much energy and time to think big as it does to think small. Fact. Because a lot of the time when we're thinking, we're making up story. That's what we do. We're story making up machines as human beings. So why not make up a great story and live into it rather than making up a sad story or a small story and living into that, right? So if you're going to think big, that's how you have lucky beliefs. Like, I can do it. I will do it. I shall do it. Nothing will stop me. I'm unstoppable, right? In my 6-month program, my coaching program, we spoke this week about above the line, below the line language, and how language turn into words, turns into a tangible thing that attracts exactly what you talk about and think about. Language is critical. It's the gateway drug to success. And so having lucky beliefs first will create lucky talk, lucky conversations with lucky people at lucky locations. Do you see this? But if you don't believe or have lucky beliefs, you're probably not going to have lucky conversations, okay, with those lucky people, all right? So success in anything is largely a matter of like hanging on when others let go, right? So having lucky beliefs of not letting go is critical. And so Henry Ford had a famous quote, right? It was, if you think you're lucky or you think you're not, you're right, okay? So actually, that's a twist of his quote. His was, if you think you can and you think you can't, you're right. But looking at luck, if you think you're lucky or you think you're not, you're right. So those people who go around saying, I'm never lucky, nothing good ever happens to me. Well, you're right. But if you say, I'm a lucky person, lucky things happen to me, good things happen to me, I'm a winner, I like to win, winning comes. If you think like that, right? Like we recently invested in a racehorse, okay? And we thought, I like to think lucky thoughts all the time about, well, if I do this, we're going to have a winning horse. And so we bred the horse. And the horse has a cyst in its knee. As soon as it comes out, you know, it's a foal, and it has a cyst in its knee. I thought, oh my God. And then I found out that like 70% of horses never make it to the races. I thought, oh my God, how unlucky. But we know what winning is like. And often the best winners don't come from the best backgrounds or don't have the easiest start. In fact, the best winners never had the easiest start. Rarely, I would think. So I thought, you know what? This horse could make it. So they operated and they looked at it and it came good and it was running along and it ran in its first race and it came, I think it came fourth. And then it ran another proper race, and then it ran its third race, and it won, and it's because we had the belief that this we could win, right? And so, but the reason we invested in that horse is because we had a lucky conversation with a specific lucky person at a specific lucky location prior. Does that make sense? So you can see how they build on each other, all right? But lucky location, get around lucky people, have lucky conversations. And then it helps you to propagate lucky beliefs because you're around that environment, okay? So there you go. Like, and this is all sorts of different things. If you believe you can do it and you're going to win at it first, the chance of you doing that are high. This is often called manifesting. It's your reticular activating system scientifically in your brain attracting what you think about because you spot that opportunity more often because you're thinking about it. It's front of mind. You'll see it. This is why people see clairvoyance. The clairvoyant will tell them something, and they go off and look for that thing. They find that thing. That's why it works, right? and they spoke about this in The Secret, right? The Big is actually a show. Yeah, I met Joel Rowan, hanging out with him. He was in that show. He was actually in LA too when I was there. We're a really nice guy. It was on The Secret in the book and on the show. It's about why vision boards work because you think about that thing being lucky, have lucky beliefs. Get around lucky locations, lucky people, lucky conversations, and luck happens to you, right? The fifth way to cultivate luck is lucky habits, all right? Now, lucky habits are basically summarized as when you find what works and what actions move you closer to your dreams and your goals, it's about focusing and mastering these same habits or these same actions until they become habitual, right? So no one just emerges with lucky habits. They're cultivated, they're practiced, they're embedded, they're repeated. Like no one goes and gets a great body because they don't have great habits of eating well and going to the gym, right? People who have those habits cultivated them. Same with lucky, being lucky. You cultivate them by following these other four steps and you do them consistently. So, you know, like going to lucky locations is a habit. Hanging around lucky people is a habit. Having lucky conversations with those people is a habit. Like if I had gone to So because I'd gone to so many events around the world and had done it inconveniently all the time, because I know success is inconvenient, I would never have gone to the lucky location. Then I would have not met the lucky people. But if I hadn't had conversations previously either and made it a habit, I would have got to that place and not spoken to anyone, right? And if I didn't have the belief that I'd meet someone great or something great would happen, I would never have gone. So lucky habits are developed when you do the other four, okay? So it's the same way though. If you build unlucky habits, they bring you less luck. So like poor health, broke money mindset. Activities like drinking, smoking, gambling, partying, poor eating, like they're unlucky habits. So if you know they're unlucky habits, avoid them as best you can. You know, no one's perfectly a Boy Scout. You know, no one's perfect, right? But if you use these five measurable methods, right, of cultivating luck, you will place yourself in the luck stream. Okay, one of my dad's friends, they sold insurance together many years ago and made millions of dollars in their 20s. This is in the 80s before social media. He calls this thing the luck stream. And his name's Joe. And I said, Joe, what's the luck stream? He says, the luck stream is you place yourself in the stream of luck. And this is what he's talking about. Like, he's talking about these five ways. Like, this is, you can cultivate this. This is scientific, right? And once you get in the luck stream, you want to stay there. And that's why, like, you'll find lucky people get luckier or the rich get richer, et cetera, because they're in the luck stream, right? And so the path to a luckier life, believe it or not, is within your control more than you think. And with that said, what I want to ask you is this: how will you cultivate more luck in your life this week? All right. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, don't forget to check out the show notes. Grab my latest book, Money Buys Happiness. Go down below, jump into our free Telegram group, Lloyd's Telegram, where I talk and share free money tips every day. And of course, thanks again for tuning in to the Money Grows on Trees podcast. Talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.